This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know what time it is, baby. Random Order Podcast, episode 94. It's your boy Quentin Quarantino, also known as Mr. Jermaine Richards. That's what they call me at the bank. It's all good, man. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yes, sir. My tooth about to fall out, but you know we here.
Baby things, man. Mm-hmm. Sheldon Sebastian coming live from Brampton. You know what it is, man.
Yes, sir, man. Yo, new nickname, Squad Wipe Shells.
Nice. Squad Wipe Shells?
Squad Wipe Shells.
Are you wiping the squad?
Yeah, Apex Legends, I'll be wiping squad.
I'm into that, man.
Okay.
It's been a great episode, man. We talked about a lot of important things.
Yes, sir.
Like theft, the time Trey got arrested, the time my dad fell off a motorcycle, the greatest music video of all time, and of course, the inspiration behind T-Dot Goon Scrap DVD 1 and 2. Before we get into this episode, make sure you get that thumbs up button. Mm-hmm. Lock him in. Throw the leg over.
Oh, throw the leg. It's in there.
Get him in there. Nah, do that shit for real.
For real.
Man. Make sure you subscribe to all that shit, man. What else we got? Nothing, right? Yeah.
That's it. Just enjoy the episode.
Enjoy the episode. Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
Oh man, yeah, fuck, you know what time it is, man. Them Eagles gonna fly in when they get the notification, man. That's one thing I know for certain.
Yeah, man,
check out them Eagles, man, new and old, big and small. Mm-hmm. Oh man, you know what it is.
Sir.
I see y'all eagling, man.
Sir.
It's you almost like it, at is, this man. Point, man, if we didn't acknowledge it, we'd be haters.
Yes, sir.
Straight like that.
And the thing is, yo, one thing I'm not.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm not as a motherfucking hater, man. You know what time it is, man. The boys out here.
Yes, sir. Off the rip skis, I think I got, it's either wisdom tooth coming in or it's what is it, like sensitive gums? Like my gums are super fucking sensitive. Like right now.
There is a target spot.
Right here. Literally right here. Touch it. It's sensitive to a point where even like wind, cold water. And I've never had sensitive gums, but I woke up and it was just sensitive today.
What's the fucking gum disease that you don't want? I guess
anything. Gingivitis?
Gingivitis. Remember that fucking video? Was it a Vine? I think it was a Vine.
Yeah.
Gingivitis.
Dude, I'd be flossing though. Like, I can't even. I be flossing.
Bro, I've been on my floss shit.
I be flossing.
I can floss more, man.
Yo, bro, I got the little pick, so it makes me want to like
the break and shit. Yeah. In my mouth and the string.
Yeah, the string. I just get another one.
Yeah. I be using the other side, to be honest. Like the scraper side.
Mm-hmm.
You slip and hit yourself with a gum poke.
Oof.
Yeah,
you're over.
Facts.
Critical.
Facts. I got this new shit. It's like a gel. It's like a whitening gel. So you put on your teeth like every day. So like I'd be flossing more because I'm like, if I'm going to put this shit on, like I got to like not, I don't want to put gel over like buildup. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. So I'd be flossing more to just put that shit on.
That shit ain't zap your teeth yet?
Nah, my shit's straight.
Nigga, I got the Colgate joints. What's the whitening thing? The strips?
The white
this
strips,
is
yeah.
what it may be.
I don't think
normally
so.
The strips make you feel like that.
Bro, the strips. Yeah, strips I had no idea first off. I've been seeing commercials about this shit for years since I was a baby. I grow up. I'm like, you know, nigga, it's time to fucking take my teeth shades 3 notches whiter. I go out, I get the fucking strips. I'm putting them on. I'm actually seeing a little difference. And one day, I just had it on. I was just chilling. And then, like, it just started fucking stinging my teeth. I'm like, what the fuck was that? Bro, it was like electricity. Like, I don't understand what was going on.
Is it like your teeth or it's like your gums?
Bro, like, you know, your teeth have nerves.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever like
felt.
Oh,
they do? Yes. I didn't even know that.
That's what it feels like right
now.
That's
what it feels like. I don't know if that's even a true story.
It's like a zap. It's like, Because I never got zapped from that, but that exact feeling that you're explaining right now, that's what
it's
I feel.
It's just like randomly came. It just...
Yeah. But it's not. It's just there for me.
Like the shit was eating through my teeth layers.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I don't understand, nigga. That was my last day.
I've had like when I use the strips, like, and I take them off, my teeth be super sensitive. Like, you can't even open your mouth sometimes. You're just like, oh. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man,
sensitive
like,
teeth like that.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Are we supposed to have white ass teeth?
Yeah, we should. I feel like my shit's all right.
But how niggas used to get down and shit?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I brush every day, twice a day. Yeah. Sometimes even three times if I'm trying to go out for dinner or something.
I heard coffee stains your teeth.
Coffee be staining. Yeah.
I be brushing my teeth on some fun shit, though.
Mm-hmm. What you mean?
Not facts.
I'd be like, I brush my teeth.
Yeah, like it's been 4 hours.
You guys soft brushes or medium brushes?
Oh, soft.
Soft, yeah.
Nigga always said, don't get medium. Like, why the fuck did they make medium?
Don't get medium?
Like, literally, they always had told me, don't get medium. Don't get hard, obviously.
Fuck, yeah. I'm medium right now.
Bro, you might be eating through your gums, man.
On some safe space shit. I don't know where I learned this from or why I thought this. But my cousins used to always be like, yo, you got to brush until you bleed.
Who told you that?
Every time, my cousin. So every time he used to brush my teeth, I used to just brush till it bled.
No, man. No, that's not
I don't,
a cousin.
Yeah, that's not,
that's
I don't
not
do
a cousin.
That.
Yeah, that's not a cousin, man.
That nigga has me out here yuck mouth. You know,
it just means your mouth is dirty and bleeding, man.
Yeah. I feel like as a kid, I was really good at filtering out what people would tell me because I feel like we didn't have a big family, but we had a lot of people around our family.
Yeah.
That's a bar, too. Like, we had, like, my dad had a lot of friends. That's one thing I'm not going to do with my children.
You're not.
Family is family. Friends is friends. I'm telling my son, look, this is my slime. Yeah. You go way back. His kids, hey, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody want to be cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is that my cousin? I'll tell you one thing, nigga. That's not your fucking cousin.
Yeah. You do not know this, nigga.
In fact, I kind of don't like that nigga's dad. So.
Yeah, like, you know, like,
not like that.
Bro, my dad, I was so confused as a little kid. I'm just a tiny boy. I'm like, Dad, who's this? That's just your family, man. You got to love each other, man. All right, cool. Fucking 16 now, and these people are fucking doing drugs. I remember my real cousin was doing a fucking Ouija board. And I was like, yo. I'm downstairs. I'm like, yo, I don't even want to be involved in this. I can't leave this crib. Like, bro, these niggas are all on some weird shit. I'm like, I just didn't know who was friends and who was family. But I just had a lot of people telling me, like, little things like that, too. Like, brush until you bleed, or when you do your laundry, you got to flip your clothes inside out. I'm like, yo, okay, I think I should just listen to my parents, man, because I don't know.
That one is good.
Man, who really knows what's going on anyway?
You know what I'm saying?
Man?
Bro, exactly.
I kind of know what's going on. Like, I know what's going on, but like, aren't we all children at the end of the day, man? Your parents still trying to figure that shit out.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact, man.
You gotta let your kid know early. Like, yo, I don't know, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, yo, my parents, the way they were moving, they had me under the impression that parents know everything.
They knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, remember my 100%. First, I don't know, I was way too old, man. I was devastated.
I thought parents knew everything.
Bro, that's true. Bro, when you see, when was the first time you seen you, like, your Duke's like stumped? I remember my first day.
There's one moment
where I'm like, yo, fuck, that is touchable. Like, you know, like, yo, my dad is touchable.
Probably when my dad fell off a motorcycle.
Yo, that, I swear to God, I'm gonna leave right now. I told Julian that story last night. I swear to God.
That's so random. We don't talk about this shit.
Wow. That's so weird.
That's crazy.
The fact that he doesn't even know about that. He doesn't know about that?
He didn't know about it. He was laughing. I'm like, bro, like, this nigga fell off a motorcycle.
Bro, it was the most... You hear motorcycle accident, it's kind of like, oh, fuck, you beat that shit, nigga. You fell off a motorcycle, you survived that shit. Bro, this is the lamest accident ever, bro.
This is the
didn't even go anywhere.
Shittiest
if motorcycle accident. If she was a accident. Dot on the map, the dot would still be in one
the
spot.
The dot would still be just fucking...
just pulsating once in a while.
Bro didn't go nowhere.
My man's his friend got a new bike.
Didn't even get to gear two. Go ahead.
My dad's friend got a new bike. The hottest shit. He's riding all over the place and shit, throwing up pics on Facebook. And then the bike is at work now. Mm-hmm. And then my dad's like checking it out. Everyone's like, oh fuck, they're taking rides and shit. And then
mind you, it's a party. It's like a Christmas party. So it's in the night.
A little work party, you know what I'm saying?
The vibes, you ordered the bike to the party.
I don't know who's drunk.
It wasn't like that at all.
Nobody was wasted or nothing like that. And then I see my dad get on. Oh, let me try, man. Gets on. First off, in my head, my little kid senses are going. I don't know what's going on. But I'm like, my dad doesn't do this. My dad doesn't. I've never. I'm thinking, in my 8-year-old opinion, I don't think this is a good idea. Take that with a grain of salt.
In my 7-year-old opinion, I was just like, whoa, cool. That's my dad.
That's my dad.
No helmet.
Nothing, bro.
Fucking badass.
Oh, hell,
the guy's explaining you. You want to just throw her in gear one and just throw in one and lower it. Yeah. Just and then fucking revs it. Fell
right there.
Bro, it was a 1-second motorcycle accident.
I remember him leaving from here. I swear to God, leaving from right in front of our very eyes and me just smiling. And I see it's a little dark. I see the light go. Bike down.
Yeah, that's smile. Not supposed to be sliding on the ground like that.
We're like, Dad!
We didn't have to run very far, nigga. Mind you, it was like 4 steps.
Yeah, I was like, quick.
We didn't have to go anywhere, nigga. Dad!
And just walk. He was right there, bro. Like,
that was the worst. But that was the worst part for him. Y'all running up to.
Yeah, we shouldn't have done that, bro. Like, yeah, that's a L.
That shrunk him still. He's like, fuck.
He was touchable at that point. I'm like, bro, like.
This guy's bleeding out his domes. Yeah, he's like, should I go to the hospital? I don't know. Fuck. My mom's putting on the alcohol thing. Like, fuck, you're going to my room.
He's a mess. I don't know how my mom had alcohol, like rubbing alcohol in her fucking bag, just like, right when he fell off.
Bro,
like, let the man get up. The bike was still running, and that's the most embarrassing part because the back wheel was still spinning. I'm like, all right,
Here's this guy injured and bleeding.
I'll fix your bike. I'll send you the transfer. How much? That is fuck. Me the tab. Fucking leaking blood, and I'm just there. I'm like, yeah, fuck. Now we're definitely not stopping at no McDonald's. Yeah, like, no. Like, I'm definitely going to bed hungry, bro.
Fuck.
Yo, my dad just did some things that it was just.
But you knew better, though. That's not your space.
Right.
You knew better, but it's also going back to our point that we're all kids and we got to learn someday. And that was literally the day I said, all right, maybe this motorcycle shit ain't for me. Have I seen my fucking dad fall off?
Yeah, I had a fucking hunch before that'll do it. That definitely confirmed it.
That definitely said,
100%.
Dog.
My dad ain't do none of that shit, bro. My dad was definitely like a floor. Like, he stayed on the floor. He never rode shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never seen him ride a bike, none of that shit, no scooter.
That's going to be my vibe, man. My children going to catch me on the ground.
Actually, no, I'm going to be doing some shit.
I'm going to do some shit.
I'm going to be on the ground
skateboard,
with it.
I'm going to do some shit. I'm going to, like, I'll do a dirt bike. Dirt bike is a little different.
The quad joints?
That's pretty safe.
Maybe. I flipped a quad before, though, so, you know, like, you're kind of weird.
I rode a quad this past winter at my brother-in-law's backyard. He has a quad. And it was bare snow, and I fucking stuck that shit in the snowbank. Mm. And it was like, yeah, let me get off of this still.
It's not for me.
Man, I'm just one of those people where like 10 people could do something, and then I do it, and it's just all bad.
I'm the one that's going to like, okay, it could go bad, and it's going to go bad for me.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'll do things. It's almost like times like when all your boys are stealing. You're there. There's a fucking candy bar right there. You want it. You don't have the money, but you're going to take it because your boys do it. They get away with it all the time.
Niggas do this hundreds of times. Nigga, they're fucking walking scotch free.
Watch this. Grab the bar. You're in a fucking headlock by security. 5-year-old in a headlock because, like, you're trying to say, like, bro, all my boys steal. I remember the day I was in middle school and I tried stealing. And I swear to God, like, maybe 10 kids ran out of the Hasty Market. I'm the only one that got caught to say, yo, put that back. I'm like, I'm not full. You're right, man. I ain't into this bullshit.
Two strippers. Bro, I literally saw an ice cream go into a pants one time.
Where are you at these times?
Pants. I remember this. I don't know. I didn't know they're like doing it that frequent, to where it was happening to you and your people too. But like one time, I was at the Hasty Market halfway home. That was like the halfway spot.
That's the halfway point.
The pizza joint, the little patty joint, and then the Hasty Market. You just fucking go rob.
You paid the other two and just robbed the fucking convenience store.
Look, the road snap.
Hasty Market's like a
one
fucking
time, like, yo, we're gonna do a fucking raid or whatever. Just like 10 people going and just steal a bunch of shit, and then
my closest classmates that I held dearest to my heart and looked, had such high regard for.
I'm fucking.
And literally, this girl put a fucking drumstick in her pants. It was just in her pants as she walked up.
But like you kind of have to respect it. Why? I couldn't run out. No, I couldn't run. Period. Or walk knowing like, yo, the fucking drumstick may fall out my left leg or my right leg. It's a fucking gamble. Like,
bro, my back, when you know when dogs do something, like, my back would be so high.
My tail is in between my leg, bro. Like, I couldn't. I even tried stealing from the dollar store at one point in my life. And they made me sit in the back and fucking like wait.
Yeah, same thing happened. Yeah, happened to me too still.
Bro, and it's just like, are those signs saying like, yo, this is not your life? This is not for you?
That's how I took it.
Yeah. You gotta take it.
Yeah. That's how I took it. I don't think I told the story. It was like, I was it was my first Carabana. I was about to go to Carabana.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I was like 13 or something, 13, 14. And you know, back then, like the shit was custom. Like that was, you were dripped out if you had custom shit.
Hell
if
yeah. You know, if you're, one of one you're, shit.
You know what I mean? One of one shit, that's what it was. So my cousin was starting a clothing line at the time. So he had like a bunch of that like transfer paper type shit. And he's just like, yo, let's make some like gear for Carabana, your first Carabana. Let's make some designs.
No way,
like,
you're one of those.
I'm like, all right, let's get it. So we made a design, local Toronto skyline. You know the vibes, man. You know, fucking name on the back type shit. We go to print, we don't got no ink. So we're like, fuck, I get ink. we usually got like ink in my house because we're like a bulk house. Like we buy a lot of shit in bulk. So I go to my aunt, like, where's the ink at? Oh, we don't have no ink. But she was like sleeping at the time, so she didn't want to give us money and shit. So we're like, yo, I got like $20. Like we could buy cops some ink with $20.
So oh yeah,
to,
right.
We go to the Walmart. We go to the Walmart. Ink's like $50-$60. Like, bro, come on. But it's like, bro, it's Carabana. Like we gotta, you know what I'm saying?
It's Banner. You got the timeline out or the
time? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Need the Toronto skyline on my back. So.
It's on your back. What are you gonna do?
You know what I mean? I need it. So we just my cousin's like, yo, let's just take it. I'm like, all right. So we just like swap it out. We like swap the old ink cartridge with the other one, whatever. So we walk out and he's like, all right, you go one way, I'm gonna go next way. So I'm like, all right, so I go next way. I'm almost at the whip too. Like I'm almost at the whip.
The whip.
Right about to get there, I just feel a hand on my shoulder.
No,
bro.
Not the fucking hand.
Hand on my fucking shoulder, bro.
You should drop a little bit.
It's ladies like, man, come with me. We have your friend. Don't even try it. Ah, fuck. And then they just had us in the back for like a good 30 minutes. The scariest part of it all, because they let us off with a warning. They're like, I got banned from Walmart for like a year.
No Dukes? No Dukes involvement?
No, they called Dukes. And that was the scariest part, bro. I'm driving home with my Dukes. And she's playing the radio. And she's singing along to songs on the radio. I was so bummed.
That's the worst.
You're like, chilling right now? Like, bro, what's going on?
Call me a little shit, bro.
You know what I mean? Something, man. And like, yo, that was the last day I seen that summer still. Locked down the whole summer, bro.
It got dark when you got home or what?
Yeah, no, man,
CPS, it's all, we all good.
CPS type shit, man. That was the last time I stole, because they're like, because it's like, you just figure out, like, it's not worth it, bro. Like, you get a theft under 5,000, you get shit on your record, like, because, like, the feds came and shit. So they were, like, telling us, like, oh, this is what we would have hit you with, da-da-da-da-da, and you're like, die for some $50 ink, bro.
It's like, bro.
It was a shirt that
also,
cold.
You didn't even touch Banner. You know what I mean?
Didn't even
get the show off the sky.
Bro, I didn't touch the street for the rest of the summer, bro. Damn, bro. What do you mean, my nigga?
Y'all deleted the design or still? Huh? Y'all deleted the design?
I think I did it the next next year.
Next season. Man of 14,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we here.
I did it bro. Still, yeah.
I remember that reminds me of like the times that you'd get in trouble and you know like, yo, this is gonna be fucking bad, but then it's like you kind of low-key escape a bad punishment. In this case for you it wasn't because you didn't touch the streets, but
yeah, I didn't touch the streets.
I had one story where I don't think I told this story, but it's not even that funny, but basically it's the end of high school. Me and my boys just finished our exams, super pumped. Yeah. We all finished, and I'm just like, you know what I mean? We hop in that G35 Infinity coupe.
Top of the summer vibes.
Top of the summer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
the eyes are like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
100% grade 12.
Let me say something. You guys talk about me during school. I talk about y'all niggas during school. When you guys had those whips.
Shit, man.
Put it like bro, that.
Dog, it was crazy, bro.
Yeah, man.
The envy was in the air for sure, brother.
Awesome street shit. Niggas are in the background talking like, yeah, nigga.
Hell yeah. Not like, you know, just like, bro, just envy. It's just like, dog, like, because y'all both had it. It wasn't even like, bro, you guys are brothers and you guys both have your own cars, bro. Like,
but niggas, I heard some crazy, anyways, man.
Niggas trying to key our shit.
Fucking put your own bro, dude.
What?
Y'all talking crazy when I was 10 years old, nigga? Yeah,
nigga. Y'all was envying me in grade 10 and shit, nigga. Yeah.
Fuck your song, nigga. Oh.
What time is it?
It's Olympic time, baby.
Come on, man.
It's Euro time, baby.
Come on, man.
What else time is this?
It's baseball time, baby.
Throw me the ball, watch what I do with it.
Yo, the thing is, if they would have thrown me the ball, they would show you what
I do with it, man. I'm going to let you know what I do with my balls, though. Shave them.
Come on, man.
Shave them puppies down.
I thought you said save, but in actuality, you are saving them when you're shaving them, man.
I don't know too much about this world. One thing that I can guarantee for sure is my balls are shaved.
Like, I don't know when the world is going to end, but when it do, you bet I'm going to be shaved.
That's a go out.
That's the right way to go out.
Whether you going out or staying in, man, shave them damn balls, man.
That's
the 60s are over, my man.
Like, yo, what are you doing waking up and saying, yeah, man, I'm going to throw it up. No one likes that.
Manscaped is here to get you right. And we're talking ball wise. Let's do it.
Let me tell you one thing about Manscaped, man.
The leaders of shaving nuts. I'm not even doing this. It's not part of the read. This is from the dome. I can feel this in my soul.
Talk your shit, Jay.
I've never shaved my balls with so much delight. I look forward to shaving my balls.
That's crazy.
I mark on the calendar an estimate of a date of the next time I can shave my balls. Manscaped is here to help me do it.
Manscaped, hands down, I gotta say, man, they leaders, man. If aliens come down this earth and say, yo, who's in charge of them? Yo, Manscaped, they got shit figured out.
Who do balls?
Manscaped. Got to figure it out, for real. They get you right. Because I bet y'all ain't got nothing up there to, like, you know what I'm saying, handle that situation.
And if you in the bundles, you can bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0.
You get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
Yo, you also get the weed whacker for the nose and the head ears.
Get the crop deodorant ball preserver.
Yo, how you not want to preserve your balls, man?
I'm looking at you really weird right now. I'm not gonna lie.
The Lawnmower 4.0 is the gold of ball trimmers. We talking ceramic blades to avoid all types of accidents.
We're talking skin safe technology.
A 7,000 RPM motor.
And you know we on the go, so we got the travel lock.
Yo, ever since Manscaped, I've been shaving my balls anyway.
I'm talking coast-to-coast ball trimming.
Hey, and if you a man that's really precise, you got the option to turn on the LEDs, and you know what that's for.
Did I mention this trimmer's waterproof?
If you're trying to advance the trimming experience, you need to experience the weed whacker. I wait around, I pace this house, waiting for my nose hairs to grow so I can whack it again.
I'm like the mafia trimming my nose.
Get fucking whacked, dude. See a hair come up? Whack it. The weed whacker's waterproof, too. I'm shaving my nose in the shower. What I got to lose? Hair? Exactly.
100.
360-degree rotary dual blade system. We're talking real power here, bro. 9,000 RPMs. For your pussies out there, I don't know how I started talking like this, but we're going with it. The skin-safe technology prevents you from nicks, blood, and horror, especially in the delicate holes, your nose and your ears, and whatever else floats your boat. You're all groomed up. You're ready to go. Seal the deal with the Manscaped liquid formulation. The crop preserver ball deodorant keeps you on your game all day long. And just as a little gift, you know Manscaped had to come through throwing the Manscaped boxer briefs as well as the Manscaped travel bag. Because you know we're men. We have things. We got to travel. I'm going to Kansas.
Fellas, do right by your balls, man. There's 2 million fellas out there with clean shaved balls thanks to Manscaped. Manscaped, this is a message from me. That's impressive, man. Shouts out to y'all.
Good job on that.
Clap it up. Yeah.
Join the clean ball wave. Get 20% off plus free shipping when you go to manscaped.com and enter this here promo code. Random order. You see your man's doing bad. You see his room's a mess. Make the assumption. Don't feel like a bad guy. Say, yo, my man, slide over to manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping. Get you right, man.
Take care of that situation.
Take care of that situation.
You'll know what you're talking about.
Fuck, wipe my ass with your mixtape, nigga. Man, give me the paper copy.
Man,
let me get a physical copy.
Talking shit 10 years ago.
Oh, we got a t-shirt company now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro.
But you definitely splashed water all over your face. Are you okay?
I heard the water.
I was drowned real quick. Definitely was drowned. Good, so good. Anyway, we went to wool.
Yeah.
Niggas finished class, finished our last exams. We about to get up out of there. It was me, Clyde, Patrick, and Kevin, right? We load up the car. I'm going to drop my dogs home. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fuck. We didn't talk about this before?
We never talked about it, right? I feel like we did. Maybe
we might have touched on it, but
yeah.
Anyways, long ago, probably.
But I dropped my dogs home. We're excited. We had a lot of props in my car at this time because we're filming a lot of sketches and shit like that. So it was a lot of weird shit. Sometimes you'd go into my car and you'd see wigs, you'd see fucking.
Literally, fucking mannequin head. That's why we had the mannequin head.
It all makes sense now. We had hella shit in our whips at random times, right?
Right, right.
The crib was even scarier. The crib, you fucking explore the crib, you'd be like, yeah, who the fuck lives here?
Yeah.
Thinking master of disguise. But I had a I had a gun in there. It was a BB gun, and we spray painted it black for a parody of Juice that we were doing, which it's kind of funny because we also we ran to the authority because someone called the cops on us saying we had guns out. Not, I guess, ignoring the fucking lights, the cameras, and the nigga holding a fucking mic.
But that was another time.
That was another time, right? We'll get to that another day. But so whatever. Getting the whip. All our friends are finishing high school. Grade 12, we finally finished it. We started with the same friends. We're leaving with the same friends. We're happy. Dropped the boys home. Our plan was to fucking go home, refresh yourself, change. We're touching the mall. That was the plan. Jermaine, Julian, where were y'all at this time?
We finished our exams ahead of time. Me and Drew linked up. So we at the mall now. We at the Bourbon Chicken.
He was at BB,
yes, sir.
He was at the BBC, BB Chicken.
Meanwhile, we're in the back and we're trying to. I know when your exam ends. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling you. I'm calling Clyde. I'm calling the twins?
Kevin.
Mm-hmm. No answer from these guys. What the fuck? School's definitely done.
School's done. So, you know, like that was our message too. That was our vibe. School's done. So we had our BB gun there and we just seen some of our friends. So we just fucking pointed that motherfucker out the window and just just on some like playful shit, like, you know what I mean? Whatever, just fucking around
just
with them.
Just waving the prop gun. Now the prop gun was clearly a prop gun because it had an orange tip on it. Mm-hmm. When you paint over everything black, it looks like a real fucking gun.
Yeah.
A 9mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely look like a 9mm. Right, so I drive maybe about like 5, 8, maybe 10 minutes past the school. I drop my first dog home, drop Patrick home, right? And then we're going over the bridge now and I make a right over this bridge. And I notice one fucking cop car speeding. In my head, I'm like, oh, somebody's done for. Made my little right turn, right?
See that, man. turn on that future.
I put the motherfucking G35. I turned the VCD mode on because I just, I don't know, something just feeling. You know what I'm saying? I'm throw this bitch in sport real quick. You know what I mean? Get up out of here.
Yeah.
I made the turn, and now I'm driving, and I see like three more cop cars driving the same way, just as fast as this nigga, if not faster. But one of the cops fucking turned his head as my car and his car passed. I looked at the guys and said, yo, I don't think this is going to end well. I look in my rear view and I see one of the cops hit a fucking crazy Yui, but he hit his car tire on like the island. So like his car is like wobbling and shit now. Like he fucked his, that car is done for sure. It was It was fucked. Like he popped his tire or something. So I go over the bridge and I make the first left turn onto
Brisdale.
Make the first left turn onto Brisdale. This is on that's Williams or Wanless?
Williams.
And I see like all the sirens are on now. There's probably about like 8 cars behind us. And there's fucking like
niggas, fuck, they're tripping about
Niggas hit their tires and shit. I bang that left. And I'm speeding at this point because I'm just like, yo, I'm just trying to get the fuck out of here. And then it made sense. I'm like, oh, okay, these guys are definitely coming for us. So now I turn out to the street and hella cop cars are just all around fucking in Suburbans and shit like that. Like SWAT was there, all guns out, telling us on the microphone, yo, get the fuck out the car. Yo, summer's over. I'll tell y'all something. I'll see y'all niggas next year.
10 minutes summer expired, nigga.
Yo, when my dad finds out how many fucking cop cars are on me right now, yo. I was praying the nigga don't turn on the news because I was shook. And I told these guys, bro, I pulled over the whip. And I told these guys, I said, yo, get out
this car. It's fake. It's fake.
Yo, I'm trying to do everything and tell these niggas, like, bro, like, there's no gun in this car. There's no gun in this car. Y'all made a mistake.
Yeah.
It's fake. I'm telling these niggas in the car, yo, get out slow. Don't do no stupid shit. Get out slow. There's way too many guns here right now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying
some,
to
get some smart.
You know what I'm saying?
As a, like, young man, I got to say.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So fucking, but I also had to coop. So I told Clyde, I'm like, yo, don't help Kevin out the back. And I told these niggas, I'm like, yo, this seat is broken because you're supposed to drop it. It'll go up automatically, but he has to reach for it. So I'm I'm trying to tell these niggas, like, yo, the gun is going to come out the car. All my guys have to come out the car, though. Whatever. We get out of the car, all laid down. We all get arrested, all in separate cars. I told him, like, it's a fake gun. There's nothing else in the car. Woo-doo-woo. He's like, yo, we have to bring you in. We get arrested. We go to the holding cell. Kevin asked for a lawyer.
Kevin Smart stayed man. Down.
Smart Kevin man. Asked for a lawyer. Smart I man. Did it. Clyde did it. They're like questioning Clyde and Kevin and shit. Then it was like, I was about to be my turn. I was waiting my turn. We're all in different cells and shit like that. They took like my, I was in ball shorts or whatever. It was just weird. This is the time Jermaine's trying to contact me, whatever. I was in the cell, so I'm like, yeah, this is a perfect opportunity to hit some fucking push-ups.
Started for sure.
Started doing hell my shit, you know
get
what I'm saying?
Get my 50 on, nigga.
Hell
get
my
21
on.
Questions.
Yeah, like,
yeah, let me call my dad, nigga. You know, I did my 40 push-ups.
They kept asking me, just like, yo, do you want to call anyone? I'm just like, yo, no. Unless it's Jermaine, I don't call nobody. Like, nobody need to know about this. I even said, hey, you guys have to call, like, parents or anything? You guys don't do that, right? Because I'm over the age now, so I'm like, you don't need to know. And then whatever, we got out of it. I told him it was just a prop. He looked up the video and said, oh, you guys are funny. Stay out of trouble, blah, blah, blah. We'll do, we'll. And my dad never found out about it until maybe, like, I don't even know. It definitely wasn't that day. Like, he didn't find out about it.
Maybe I remember you bringing it up, but, like, you definitely didn't tell the full, you didn't say it was, like, 40 cars. Like,
I didn't.
AK-47s on you
and
shit.
But it came out, like, a lot later, and I definitely downplayed it, and he just said, like, oh. I'm like, bro, fuck, thank God. Because if he found out, if he had to pick me up, and what made it worse is it was a Friday. So we would have got held till Monday.
Oh, y'all niggas got lucky.
We got so lucky, bro.
We got the call in the evening. Sure. He's like, yo, can you pick me up from jail?
This guy's left my whip on Brisdale, Miss Parks. And I'm like, yo, let me go fix that. He said, no. If it gets towed, it gets towed. And whipped away with the sirens. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? One of the officers was cheesy. He was just like, yo, like, you made me blow up my tire. That's how I knew he popped it. And that shit was done. He had to get him scooped up. But when I went back... Yeah, when I went back, my whip was just in the middle of the road, like cars were just, but everyone was outside when we got arrested. Everyone. I felt like I kind of
those niggas always pop out the garage and shit holding their babies.
Yeah.
No phones back then, actually. No
phones.
They're under
back
house
then,
phones.
Oh, these
cords sticking and shit, the cords going into the house stuff.
Black guy, I don't know.
But it was fucked, man. And
that's a fire story, though. Like, years later,
that's some shit you could fucking spit about in a documentary.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm gonna juice about that me. Shit up.
So, we had, like, it was a real gun, right? But it's like, I got out of there.
I definitely will juice that up. That's a real joint. But next time, maybe 50 cars with helicopters.
So they had the choppers on me, so it was kind of hard to hear what the 40 guys were saying. So they busting at me. I'm busting back.
If my history book wasn't with me,
I don't know.
I had a Bible in my backpack. That's the only reason I got out.
Yo, moments like that, you ever just, that should make you, you ever surprised by, like, holy fuck, that was a cop car? Like, they'd be, like, they're normal cars until some shit go down and they turn on the sirens and be like an 03 Toyota Corolla. Yeah. Like, damn, nigga, y'all niggas hiding out, nigga.
Fucking Volkswagen buggy. Fucking pink as fuck.
Illest sirens, nigga, just there.
Fucking Desert Eagle. I'm like, what are you 12, nigga?
fucking spin this fucking dial.
Bro, fucking kid on the fucking scooter just scooting down. Drop the fucking scooter.
Drop the fucking
Get
thing.
The fuck down.
Scooter lighting up and shit.
No, man. I don't know where it came from, bro, but like I saw four, and when we got pulled over, it was honestly about like 20 cars, man. There was a lot of fucking cars out there.
That's crazy.
Bro, they be getting down. Mm-hmm. I just remember one time. I don't know what the situation is. All I know is one time I was going out. I think I'm about to hit the gym. That's the time I used to hit the gym at like 5 a.m. So it was dark still. Mm-hmm. The family home. I go outside and then fucking pitch black. Like, hey, where's this guy? I'm like, what the fuck is, what are you guys talking? And I see like 40 niggas surrounding the house and climbing up through the backyard and shit. I'm like, yo, I have no idea what's going on.
Holy shit.
And they're looking for some relative. I had no idea. I went to go fucking bench 450, and that's all I knew about. I'm like, yo, look, I'm going to get my dad and be out. Nigga, I got some shit to press.
Hey, yo, go ring that doorbell right there.
Yeah, I got to talk to my dad. Listen.
Nah, they've been moving sneaky when they got to.
Oh, yeah. That's what they dream about, bro. They dream about them sneaky moments, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga hit that U-turn with his heart was smiling, bro.
Yeah, for sure. For you sure. He saying? Bent that motherfucker. Yeah. He hit that turn.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. They be living, they be waiting for some action. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I was about to say, especially in Brampton. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think it's that often you get to, like, you know, go full action movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These fuckers got to think of better lies, though. They told us, like, oh, they're looking for, there's some, there was a robbing or a shooting in Mississauga with the same car, same description, two black guys and one Chinese guy. Like,
okay.
So we're going to bring you in for questioning. And I'm just there, like, what the fuck? Really? All right, let's go. Really?
I mean, I'll tell you what I was doing last week. Exact same. I can't remember when the other instance was. Was it? All I know is I got pulled over for no fucking reason. I was just way too young. To even understand what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, yeah, we got a description of exactly how you look, but they had a gun.
The fuck?
Okay, so can I go to the mall or no? We good?
Okay, what the fuck are we doing, man?
Bro, it was the most... We got pulled over. We were at the twins and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I had a ridiculous whip for a 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. That was when we had the young Chrysler 300.
Mm-hmm.
With the dubs on them for no reason.
Yeah.
And pulled me over on some hater shit. Like, whose car is this? My dad's. It's under my dad's name. He got it for me. Blah, blah, blah. What do you do? What does he do? What's that? What are you drinking? Durant had orange juice. What are you drinking? Orange juice. Can you step out the car? We all stepped out the car. Nothing. It's just such a...
But shit like that be getting me scared because they can throw something in there. Then how it look.
It's true.
That's what get me scared because so I'm like, yo. Wait,
why? What did I? We literally didn't do anything.
Bro, and you'd be down bad like that, bro. Like, like, you know, like, I'm glad a lot of this shit is definitely coming to light because there's even something where this guy caught on camera. He got pulled over and a guy came in and tossed
What? That wasn't a full video. That was actually, he pulled it from his other man's.
And he threw it in the back?
So like he didn't have to hold it. So he pulled it out of his guy's pocket. It was an empty bag first off. Like the bag was actually empty.
Oh, it wasn't weed?
No. Nah.
Oh, I just saw pulled it out of his man's.
Yeah, no, I saw it too. I saw the shortened clip first. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, that's so fucked up.
Yeah. And he was like, yo, I saw that. I got it on video. Yeah, that same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I saw the cop's body cam and the full thing. He literally took it out of his man's pocket and then like went to go throw it in the car because he didn't want to hold it.
Mm. Okay. Well, same. They be doing that. That's why I just like, you know, like I just, you know, they be playing shit. So I'm like, all right, listen, your word over mine. Like, they're not believing a nigga with no beard. I ain't have a beard at that time.
I feel like if I was a cop, I'd plant some embarrassing shit. Now pull a nigga over. What's this nigga dildo? What's up with that? What's this? You boys.
So I've never seen it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Slap the dick down on their fucking glove compartment. Y'all crazy pull out a fucking cock ring. What's y'all getting down with in here? Who's this?
Man, let me ask y'all something.
Go ahead.
So I recently read this article from Rolling Stone, and it was saying that Beyonce's Formation is the best music video of all time.
Which one? I didn't see that one.
It's one. I think she shot it in New Orleans. I think it had a lot of women in it because it's like ladies that's getting formation.
Mm-hmm.
If I recall, watch it real quick. I haven't seen it in a minute too, to be honest.
I'm definitely not gonna watch it.
But like. Yo, all time, bro.
Yo, the thing is, man, I'm gonna say this: the Beehive scary. I don't even want to say what I feel. Yeah, I remember this video.
Strongly believe in the statements that the Rolling Stone article had put forth, saying that this video is the best video of all time. I'd have to.
I think for the reasons on what they're trying to say is because of a lot of the things that the messaging behind it, which I do agree with. There's a lot of like representation in this video to really put 100%. Forward a lot of things with Martin Luther King and all that. And you know what I mean? So I understand that.
Right.
Are you talking like best music video? Like, and the music's always going to be like that. You know what I mean?
This your opinion, like, end of the day. So it's...
And it's Beyonce, a great video, so, you know, a fucking
kid. It's a really good video.
It's like, a really good video.
Beyonce always has crazy visuals.
But, she does, but...
She ain't jump off the bridge like Rick Ross.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't jump off the bridge like Rick Ross. And she did say...
La-di-da-di-da.
Yo, that video was crazy.
That video was sick, though.
What is that? King's Dead? Was an amazing video.
Yeah.
And you see, they're not talking about nothing. They captured something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I still like, huh?
I'm just saying, because it's still cinematography, right? Like, I think
that's what I'm saying.
Cinematography is hard, right?
The cinematography in that is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And shouts out to TDE because they have a really good team.
Something in the little homies?
It's definitely TDE shit, but let's see. Let's get the correct.
It was at the start.
Was it?
Yeah, in the title.
Directed by
Dave
of the Little Home, literally of the Little Homies. Okay. Yeah, but that team is ridiculous.
That PG Lang situation, that whole I guess it might be the same.
That's
people.
What it is. Yeah. That's what I thought it was. Same that's under TDE, PG Lang, whatever.
Bro, everything they do, I'm just like, yes, fuck, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. And yeah, also, fucking ASAP Rocky's Aj, like, and this nigga just getting it at the end. But ASAP Rocky's Aj is Aj or whatever. Wave. Yeah, on a wave, the fucking Praise the Lord video. Like, you know what I mean? There's, like, you know, when you're talking videos, bro, there's a lot of different ways you can break down a video, but Formation is definitely.
LSD video is hard, bro.
LSD. Praise the Lord may be my favorite Rocky video, honestly. Yeah. Just the Rocky, I mean, just the comparison of New York and London and how often people have been saying, like, London's so. Mm-hmm. Easy to compare to these other like different places.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's a joint with Skepta, right?
Split screen going back and forth, whipping it. And it was just like, it's such a. I love when a song when a video captures a song's vibe before the song comes out, before the video comes out. So I hear a song and I'm like, holy fuck, I feel like this. I saw Praise the Lord. I'm like, this is exactly how I felt.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty hard,
There's a lot of videos, not many, but there's a lot. There's a good handful amount of videos that captured that, like, fuck, this is exactly what I felt when I heard this.
I like when they capture it, or I like when they like change my view on it. So the song, I see something else in my head, but then they do the video so well. I'm like, oh. And the way I see the song now is totally different.
Facts.
Yeah. But then other times they just fucking ruin them. Okay, you guys.
Yeah.
Whose idea was this?
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar, his video, I think All Right did that for me.
Oh, hell yeah.
All Right, when I seen the video, that's I was just like,
shit,
yo.
When shit's not going all right, man, let me play this motherfucking All Right.
Nigga, yeah. But there's, man, I really like great music videos. They never went anywhere. Niggas just started doing shitty videos. And it's like, music videos died. Like, they didn't. Yeah. Humble was a great video as well. Humble was, it was so beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot, man. There's a lot. It's hard. For me, it's like, it's hard to even like say the best of all time. Like,
yeah, it just don't go around saying that shit.
That's so hard, you know?
I just feel like when I take a lot of this shit with a grain of salt, because it's like these blogs are saying outrageous things all the time just to get headline. People to continue talking about it. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
I mean, they weren't way off. It's not like they said like fucking.
Yeah, they weren't way off for sure. Yeah.
But it's still a fucking, it's a bold claim. You're gonna click on Beyonce too.
Yeah, so I just clicked on it.
Y'all niggas be clicking on articles. I guess you do. Clicking on articles.
I don't click on articles like that.
Bro, they be so fucking long. I'm just like, get to it.
I'm scrolling
through 9 ads.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were done talking, nigga. And you're still
certain websites, they don't even let you view that shit. You gotta have a subscription to even scroll this shit.
Are, dude. Like,
bro, what?
Oh, when they scroll down and then they say,
you gotta subscribe.
It's
content.
That's enough.
I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like get the fuck out of here.
I was about ready to go, nigga.
Lucky I even clicked on this.
Me out, nigga. Just put my button on.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I hate when you get those, you know, those lists. Sometimes you may be. It's usually when I'm like looking something up for a video, I'm like, oh, top 10, whatever. And then you got to like click each list item is like a new page. So you click next and it's like, oh, load the new. So that way they get you to watch 40 ads.
Racking up them clicks. Yep.
Smart.
And then, yep.
They're smart. That's how they get me.
Yeah, that's how they get it. Or they're doing it so they put it in a slide.
Don't do that with me, bro. Come on, nigga. I'm fucking
And every slide is a, yeah, get
I'm not doing
here,
a slideshow.
Yeah.
Facts.
Speaking of stealing, I actually had a story I wanted to tell. I don't think I said it on this podcast before, but I feel like I have certain urges to just not be bad, but like just be on something. You know, you just we said it too. We said like there's days where it's just like Jermaine is just being bad right now. Like, you know, like,
oh yeah, man.
Yeah,
I think that's a human thing. I think we all have a craving for like destruction and like fucking like just bad. You see like a perfectly stacked fucking stack of like I don't know Clorox boxes in the store, like, yo, what if I just in your head like push it, knock it over,
yeah,
do it, fuck, what if it falls on everybody?
Yeah. What if this mayonnaise just spills everywhere?
What if you smash a pickle jar?
Okay, not like that, but
oh,
like,
hell yeah, and they got me thinking, oh, pickles flying on your mind, and my head is...
I be thinking like, all right, what if I just took this fucking drive-through bag and just fucking put this bitch in sport? You know what I'm saying? Like, but I just be having those urges just kind of like do something spontaneously bad. So there's this one time I was it was last year, 2020. I was about to go back to Yad.
Yad.
You know what I'm saying? Yad's not complete without the white tees.
Oh man, that's the first thing you buy before the ticket.
It's the first thing you buy before the ticket. So
that's your ticket, nigga.
That is the ticket. That would be like carry ticket.
Yeah, Jamaica.
All right.
Come on. So I'm like, yeah, we gotta go get some white tees, but I haven't been clean. I haven't been white tee shopping in a minute. So at this point, I'm in the Target section. Mm-hmm. It's pretty empty, it's pretty quiet, and I see the price on what these white tees is going for. And I'm a bit offended.
Skyrocketed over the years, I gotta say.
A 3-pack white tees. What's that gonna run you? 3 white tees. Don't even look at that like a pack. 3 white tees.
What's my price estimate or what I'd want to pay
think?
For it?
What you think? Like, just knowing where we come from, like, you know what I'm saying? 3 white tees, like.
Yeah, that should run you about 9, 12.
I was gonna say 15.
Yeah.
Motherfucker going for 24 USD.
Ooh.
3-pack
USD.
And I know these mugs gonna be like, I'm gonna sweat right through them shit. So it's gonna be one wear and these are done. You know what I'm saying?
Hanes. That's not the Hanes.
That's not, it wasn't even the Hanes. Okay. Wasn't even the Hanes. So I said, listen,
right.
I ain't familiar about these parts of town. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here. It's my first day out here. I'm just testing some shit out. So I said, Julie, I'm gonna head over to the change room, try one of these on. Take me a pack.
Just to see if it fits.
Just to see.
Not necessarily on my butt.
I just want to make this price worth my while. So I just like, I slide to the change room. I try it on. Julian tries it on too. It's a new brand. Come back out. He's like, oh, it fits. Right?
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center. Thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I go back and I say, I'm just going to grab me another pack. I grab another pack and same brand, just a new pack. And right. I take it to the cash register. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I cash out. I just walking back to the car. I say, hey, Julian, look.
Check me out.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like a bad kid would. Like,
I got a little faux pack. You know what I'm saying? Got a little faux pack.
Let's just say I tried. The price wasn't that bad. I was just amazing.
They got good prices. I tried it on, but I ain't take it off, man. Just threw my shit right over that and said, hey, I'm out, man.
I'm kind of bugging with that.
Did that for my country, man.
That's a responsible move right there.
Julian looked at me like, yo, like, why the fuck would you do that in front of me? I'm just like, yo, man, don't worry. You was never in on it. That's why I told you about it when it was over, you know?
When it was over, yeah.
I was dying. I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah, I think you guys will be all right, man. But it's definitely someone bought a 2-pack or probably even sold. But like, you know, it's what it is. I had 4 white tees going to the yard and I felt great. Beat it behavior, though. That's why I blame it on.
Oh, you got to be bad sometimes.
Yeah, no, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Gotta be
I
bad
don't know
sometimes.
When Target was closing.
That was so I was sad. In that bitch.
I was in that bitch. I was buying a phone case.
I did my part.
And I'm sitting at the cash register just like, no man's cashing me out. I'm sitting here.
Well, you don't guys don't like money or what?
You guys don't like money, bro.
You guys aren't about your bread, bro.
You guys aren't about your bees. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, that's because it was like one of them joints in the mall. So like the escalator like went into the mall. Mm. So like I'm just like standing like 10 minutes. I'm like, honestly, bro.
I tried, nigga. I need this phone case.
You know what I'm saying? Phone case in hand, just down the escalator, bro.
Like, looking straight.
You didn't learn from 13 years old.
Yeah. You're for that.
He was ready to risk another summer.
And a fucking no phone case, no summer.
I tried to pay, bro. You guys, it's your fault now.
That's why you guys are broke, eh?
Bro.
You guys are closing.
The time Jermaine fucking said you guys don't aren't about your bread, let's just say officers were at our door.
Bread, gang.
They was about that shit.
Damn.
Hey, came to my house with it. You think we didn't buy it off? Watch how we put our tax dollars to work too, nigga.
No.
Police had a dough, nigga.
I swear we talked about this shit.
I'm pretty sure we did.
At Pizza Hut? We must have talked
about
we was at the same situation, was at the hut, you know what I'm saying? I don't really be doing that shit. Anyways, nigga, we was doing that shit. I'm ready to pay for my shit. I'm walking to the counter. I'm there. I'm hanging out now. It's niggas looking at me. They're not fucking coming to the counter to help me fucking cash out. I got my debit card. I'm ready to pay, my nigga. This is what I do. I'm an honest citizen.
Right.
Looking at me like I'm a fucking idiot. I'm like, all right, nigga.
I'll show you.
As soon as I turn my back, like, hey! What I look like turning back around, like, I was about to steal and then I come back. You're going to let me have it. I'm not trying.
You got to go, bro. You got to
yell at me and shit. So, yeah, we just wheeled out. Wheeled out and then, like, I thought we got him, man. Like, first off, I had a little V6. That thing was moving like a V12.
And it was with the Doves, man, but it was had the bumpy roads,
moving.
Man.
Mm-hmm. We were moving. Got home. I thought we beat that shit. Mm-hmm. And then, like, maybe, like, 3 hours later, I'm like, I fell asleep on the couch. And then, like, I hear, like, loud knocking on the door. I'm like, fuck.
Not even the doorbell, bro.
My place of residence.
Aw, baby. Guest in the building.
Oh, man.
What's the deal? What are your thoughts?
Talk to us. Right. What do you think about cows?
Say hi.
Yeah.
Same.
That's a great point.
Same, yeah.
Okay. I gotta finish this though, okay?
I'll get her favorite color real quick.
Yeah, what's her? Bring it back. What's the favorite color? Put the headphones on.
All right.
Don't blow kisses. Who said blow kisses?
What's your favorite color?
What's your favorite color? Do you have a favorite color yet? You don't have a favorite color.
Yeah.
What is it?
So what is it?
Okay. All right.
You heard it first here. Wow. I don't know if I'm gonna pierce my baby's ears, you know, but I may get it over with just cause cry right now. Bow.
Yeah, she pierced it pretty early, like before she was one. She cried though, but
so she don't remember it now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to do that shit when I was old enough to feel it. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I did that shit like 14.
I don't really get that
bro,
shit.
Bro, I don't understand why was dad not okay with that. Like, I was like, dad, I want to pierce my ears. Nah, man. No, man.
Meanwhile, he has both pierced, rocking the little zirconias. Yeah.
Bro, his excuses were so, you want to be looking out like a gangster? Yeah, nigga. 50 got it, yeah, nigga.
Yeah, that's the inspo.
Yeah.
Bro, so I remember I always live with my aunt, right? So I remember I went to her. I'm like, I want to pierce my ears. They're like, no, you can't pierce your ears. So I was cheese. But like my dad's still alive. I just don't live with him, right? So My dad used to like, but I used to deliver the Toronto Star, and in Toronto Star you deliver like 3-4 in the morning type shit. And he would pick me and my brother up to fucking do this shit 3-4 in the morning.
Oh no.
And like, you know, he feels bad, whatever, but he's like, I need the help type shit. So it's like we finish like 7 a.m. type shit. And I'm like, yo, I want to get my ears pierced. He's like, can you bring me my ears pierced? He's like, okay. So we go right after, it's like 8-9 in the morning. I pierce my ears. Do both my ears. I go back home now to my aunt's house. Mm-hmm. Guys are cheese. But it's like, yo, my dad took me.
My father took me.
You gonna argue with biology?
My dad took me. You know what I mean? And then I remember I was on the ball team that year. Mm. You know, once you pierce your ears, you can't wear earrings like during the games and shit.
Oh.
So I remember they're like, oh, you can't play. I'm like, oh, let's put tape over it. No, you can't do that. So I'm like, feeling pressured, like da da da. So I take the earring out. In this 30-minute fucking basketball game, the whole fucking closes, bro.
I knew that. I could have told you that.
Yeah. I'm like, how did this shit? Because imagine telling me, no, it's not gonna close that quick, bro. After the game, we'll put it back in.
Oh no, they're idiots. What are they? 14 at the time?
Fucking,
I don't know anything.
Yeah. So I'm in the locker room now. Imagine doing surgery on my ear, bro.
Like, 5 minutes. You stretch it up.
Chill.
As you wake up to a fucking keloid in your fucking head top.
Nah, you know. Luckily, my shit was good. Never got infected.
You're pierced up still.
Yeah, I'm pierced up still.
Dude, what are you about to say?
I've been in that situation where they must have said like something to 6 months. I waited that. I went past that and I took it out and I'm still having problems and shit. Mm-hmm. I have a girthy earlobe. Mm-hmm. But then one time I took my shit out trying to put it back in, and bro, I was there for like hours in the fucking bathroom sweating. My shoulders are hot, nigga, dripping sweat. Yo. Fucking, I was at the point where I'm just like, yo, I just want to make a new hole and just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Bro.
I never came to that, but
it's actually weird that like we're talking about this because I have two piercings on this side, but I never put my top ear. I never put my top pole in. You see what I'm saying? Mm. You didn't even know that. I literally pierced it. So my dad didn't want me to pierce my ears. For whatever reason, told me, Jermaine, no, couldn't pierce our ears and we couldn't shave our unibrows.
But no tattoos.
No tattoos.
We were like grade
four. I was getting bullied because I had a unibrow. So this fucking girl named Tanique kept fucking bullying me. And I was just like, yo, listen, Tanique, I can get at you if I need to, but I'm not that type of guy. You know what I mean? Stop roasting me. Stop calling me out.
I got some dark shit. Yo, you don't want to see this over here. Ruin your shit.
I just had a lot of. I watched a lot of TV, and let's just say she just strike similarities. You know what I'm saying? So I was ready with a 4-year-old, grade 4 me. I was ready.
Yeah.
So she was, I remember that was the same year I first developed like fucking stench, like deodorant. And I needed it, but I did not know about that stuff. And I would never forget. I think I said this on a podcast. I was in the corner after fucking gym class, and fucking Tim comes over there and says, ew, points at him. Bro, you know how fucked up you made me feel? Whatever.
Yeah, that just dug something up in me, man.
Yeah. Anyways, man, I couldn't shave my unibrow. I couldn't get my ears pierced. And I was mad. I was telling my dad, I'm like, listen, I'm getting bullied. Let me shave it. He said, yo, it's going to grow back. And I said, I'll shave it again. Didn't let us do it. I remember the first time, I think he let Jermaine do it first.
No, nigga, I just did that shit. Took matters to my own hands.
Okay, for sure. Jermaine did it first.
For sure. I think it was his. Like, I think he got like a. I think it was a fucking. I feel like it was a nose trimmer for some reason. It was like a toothbrush. It was like a toothbrush. Like
that. Yeah, it's a nose
like
trimmer.
A little, like, it's like this big. The blade is this big.
Sheesh.
It's supposed to be, I think it's like sideburns and shit. I saw that. I'm like, oh, word. I'm happy for you, Dad. You got that shit. Went to work, nigga.
Shaved that up. Neat. So, whatever. I ended up coming to a point where I can get my ears pierced, and I just did one. I think I just had this one. And then, like, maybe a couple years later, I did this one. Then I finally did that one. But I had this piercing out for, like, maybe years, bro. Literally years. I literally never put that top ear in. And the other day, I was just like, yo, fuck, let me see it. Fucking poke some shit through, and it just went in. I'm like, oh, I guess it didn't close. But
now, once the blood is all, once it's all healed up,
yeah, bro.
It just takes a minute
Bro, the reason why you guys asked me if I pierced my ears, because there was a year of, like, when we were all together where I never wore earrings. Mm-hmm. I didn't wear earrings for like a year. That's and a half, I had to ask. Years. Yeah, because I just grew out. I just didn't really care no more. But then I just, So to wear them again, I got these hoops. I just leave these hoops in.
Yeah.
Once it's good, once it's straight, you're good.
That shit was so weird. Like, I don't know. Like, as a kid, like, I'm not going to, I mean, as a father, I'm not going to make a big deal if my kid wants to fucking pierce his ears or shave his unibrow and shit. Like, if my dad was teaching me self-love at that age, I get it. Like, if he was saying something to say, yo, if this makes you feel better, blah, 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 it's just fucking, no, what are you fucking dumb?
No, anyways, I'm going to work for 12 hours.
Like, you don't know what I go through in these streets, man. Like, these niggas is getting at me.
Yeah.
Do you know what they fucking calling me at school?
I'm fighting for my life.
You're fighting for my life. You're a leprechaun.
You're supposed to be out here protecting me, man. These motherfuckers is really getting at me, and I ain't got no good comebacks yet. You know what I'm saying? It was just, it was a lot. But
one thing I used to not understand and like really like just looking at it was kind of crazy that they had like tattoos in high school. Like your dad, your parents, are you getting a tat, bro?
You got to tell me the sneaky story. Like, how did you get that without? Remember, Hoods had a fucking tattoo that.
Yo.
What, his mom didn't know about this shit for like what?
Bro, years? Yeah. But my boy had a tattoo right here. His last name is big as fuck. His mom didn't know about it for years. He's like, every time I'm with her, I just turn my arm. Like, that's crazy. What?
It's way too much, bro.
That's crazy,
that's
bro.
That's crazy, man.
The most my father didn't know is that me, I went to jail. That's kind of dark.
What happens outside the crib, especially back in those days, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, outside the crib, man.
Well, all these niggas came home, that's it, bro. That's the story. That's the first chapter and the last chapter, you know?
But I remember one day my friend Duran comes up to me and he says, yo, my boy knows a tattoo parlor, gives really good, cheap, great tattoos.
Oh, boy.
I said, oh, word. He's like, yeah, I'm thinking about getting my mother's name on me. I said, oh, that's thoughtful. That's really nice. Like, how much do you know how much these tattoos go for? Mm-hmm. I said, $15. I said, oh, a word. When are you thinking of going? It's probably gonna touch there at lunch.
That's such an awkward conversation.
And you think this is gonna be a good idea? This is gonna be fire? Bro, the inspo was so fucking lame, nigga. I gotta say, the nigga said, I'm gonna get my mom name right here. Just a line, nigga. It's my mom's. It's my birth. My mom's name.
Yo, as good friends should, we fucking shat on him. Cooked
that nigga for that shit. Today, no tattoos.
Zero tattoos, bro. We saved his life. Yeah. And then he came back the next day. I think it was Dwayne now. With a more meaningful tattoo, and it was
deep on a philosophical shit.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah.
Go ahead, because I remember that clearly.
Yo, I'm on my chest, I'm gonna hit him like in the mirror. I'm the only contender that I see.
Because who's really in the mirror? Only me and my reflection, right? Fried that nigga. Look, man, that's the lamest shit ever, nigga.
Fuck is you, Nas, nigga?
Nigga was trying to be fucking Tupac, nigga. Fuck out of here.
I know what you really about, nigga.
And you don't even compete, nigga, with anything in life, bro. Like, you don't have fucking contender yourself.
That's the sentence right there. I know what you really about.
I know what you really about. Like, what you doing? Bro, I can't stand when I, like, one of my people just get a tattoo and they got me there standing fucking while they breaking down what they think the tattoo means or... It's basically the justification of a tattoo most of the time.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bro. Yeah, so you think you see the thing is with the... the dolphins on the back of my ass. Mm. It's like one stands for like strength and one's courage. And they meet at the bottom of my ass.
Because that's where you're going to need it most. And you're going to meet at the crossroads. It's a Bone Thugs Harmony fucking part. The thing was, it wasn't even the fact that he wanted his mother's name. That's sweet. It wasn't the fact that he's his only contender when he looks inside the mirror.
It's who's the tattoo artist?
It's $15. Bro.
It's $15 and it's who's the tattoo artist. And then to make matters worse, he said, no, my boy went. He got it done.
Proof.
I said, Nick, let me see your fucking tattoo. Stretch this nigga's shirt down.
These times, like, you're proud for your tats. See?
Yeah.
We didn't pull down no shirt. We told him, you got a tattoo? Oh, yeah.
We see that.
The V-neck is out.
V-neck. This is easy access.
Yeah. You got like a Bible verse situation. Mm. Right off top. We didn't say this. I didn't want to fucking hurt his feelings.
This is the first time we're saying this publicly.
It's on his skin for the rest of his life.
Still there.
It was definitely not straight. It was definitely on a slant. It was on a 45.
He was writing the Bible verse as if his chest had a fucking middle part like a real book. Like, she was like, I'm like, fucking like, I'm like, listen, Jesus wouldn't even want this. Jesus wouldn't even want this slime. Like,
hey, it's cool. Don't Jesus be the, don't be worried. Hey, don't, you don't write all that shit with the box.
Jesus trying to send signs, fucking turn the lights off in the tattoo parlor. It's his basement, first off. It's his basement. And,
bro,
let's just say that guy, I don't know. I feel like Nick just wanted everyone else to go there because he didn't want to be alone, and he knew, like,
100%,
you know?
100%.
Come on, the pig slop with me, man.
100%, man.
Like, yeah, watch out for the friends that want you to come on the pig slop, man.
Nah, facts.
Yo, good, some facts. People roll around in the pig slop, and they want to pull you into the pig slop.
Because they're trying to get out the pig slop, so they're trying to grab you and help you. Come into the pig slot with them, you know what I'm saying?
And the misery and all the negative shit. I ain't with that shit. I hear motherfuckers running the gossip and
I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah. Unless it's some hot juicy shit.
Yeah, that's some juicy shit. That nigga said, what?
That's some lame shit.
Bro, in high school, man, like I wasn't even like I was like if anyone was coming to me saying like I don't know, like it just wasn't me. Like, I was never in the mix of, like, no high school. I went all through high school without fighting once. My whole life.
Yeah.
I haven't fought anyone in school. What are we fighting for? I remember this kid didn't like me because he went to an op school. And he's just like, yo, like, who's hot shit over there? I fucking hate this Trevon kid. I'm like, what the fuck?
What did I do?
We're in the same high school shit. I had to ask him, like, yo, why don't you like me? Because I was so good. We were friends. I was making this kid laugh. I'm like, yo, why don't you like me? I was like so confused. He was like, I don't know. There you go. Ain't got nothing to talk about, Slam. High school is a scary place, man. If you don't have.
Nigga, middle school is scary for me.
Middle school is scary too, yeah.
Middle school?
You were part of a gang in middle school. Big J.
It was a collective. You remember? Shells, you remember the Aces, nigga? You used to get down and shit, do dirt. You never heard of it?
You were here about us.
We used to be around your. You didn't hear about what we did in your neighborhood.
I think I do remember.
Yeah, that was us. Yeah.
Did you guys come to my school one time?
Probably, nigga. Yeah, rolled up. They went to different schools. I told you.
Yeah, I do remember that. What's his name again? Oh, J.
This is hilarious.
All right. Bro, we had the Aces. I didn't know what the fuck we did.
Yo, the thing was, they formed. We went to McCrimmon, and Jermaine's little crew formed a gang.
It was a grade 7 gang. The grade 8s had their thing, I'm pretty sure.
And I think that's where your inspiration came from.
I didn't fucking know. But one day I'm on the playground, I'm like, Aces. Jay, you gonna ride for Aces? I'm like, yeah, sure, what I gotta do? Literally, I'm like, I don't know, I'm not playing soccer right now, so let's do it.
This nigga just fucking, his Facebook pics are up, you know what I mean?
Bro, my shit was literally like, Jay. My strength, in every gang, everyone has their individual strength. My strength was just like having big shirts. Big fucking shirts, nigga.
You was flicking up in McCrimmon, though. Flicking up, nigga.
Posting shit, nigga.
If we could get those pictures up, you'll see. Jay was really like,
send it to me on Pixel Chat or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I remember when Aces had their whole organization going and they was touching different schools and they was moving as a unit. Man, and I remember like
songs.
They definitely did.
They were moving songs. I remember that. They beat people up. Like, for real, if it needed to go down like that.
It just came back to me that we're working. Not me. I don't know. I keep saying
you're part of it. Yeah. So me and my gang, you know,
we're working on this mixtape. And it was so long. These fucking, you got to think. A bunch of 10-year-olds trying to organize, making a mixtape. It was bad. I remember two songs came out. And I remember verses. I fucking literally have it in my head. Anyways. The mixtape just wasn't working so bad to the point where we fucking them niggas just got a bunch of blank CDs, wrote Ace's mixtape, sold those. Anyone that said, yo, it's blank.
It's a gang, nigga. You know what the fuck? You know what the fuck going on? You motherfucker to do honest business, nigga.
Take it up with a BBB.
Bro.
Aces, nigga.
Hey, we out, nigga. The thing was, watch this. This is how funny this was.
Yeah.
I remember I remember just envying the young nigga. I was upset, nigga. I'm just like,
ooh. You was hating on the Aces,
yeah,
now?
Nigga. I'm like, oh, Jay a part of something. He Big J now. He don't know a nigga when he go home. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, right. I was showing me grade six. I'm out in the portables. It was colder than these niggas was in classrooms. Grade six had to stay out in the portables. Aces, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to my slime, my nigga named Deepak. I'm just like, hey, D-Pat, man, we got to do something about these Aces, nigga, man. Do you think these grade six niggas ain't got nothing to say? We the future. We the kids. You know what I'm saying? D-Pac's feeling the nigga's speech.
He's like 9 years old?
Yeah.
No, you're right.
I needed the brown boy power. So I'm just like, yo, listen, man. Facts. I'll get the blacks. You get the browns. We're going to rally up. If these niggas try to step to us grade six and try to punk us, we got to let them know we ain't for that fuck shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, what's the name going to be called? And I'm just like, well, we wanted problems. So I'm just like, all right. Remember, this is 2006. 2006. So this is when, like, the whole game and 50 shit and all that shit was like, you know what I mean? This is brewing there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, they going to call us Beef.
That's so funny. I was just making sure that you're going to say the right name.
They going to call us Beef. Because
it just came back to me.
So we get situated. Beef. Mind you. This is fucking, let's just say this is period one. Period two, three goes on and it's lunchtime. I'm playing ball on the ball court, whatever. Niggas not fucking with Trey. I'm on the ball court, right?
Beef shit. Yeah.
Beef shit.
Right? By the way, what kind of fucking name?
Because that's what we wanted.
It's like, nigga, plural. That's what we
wanted. It's like, yo, Beef.
Fucking rounded up cow meat, nigga, what's up? Y'all riding or not?
It's like, yo, what's up?
Yeah,
listen to
burger
this.
Burger meat.
Lunch is over now. Niggas is going back to class. Mm-hmm. Deepak approaches me crying. He's just, I can't do this anymore. I'm not in. I said, whoa, what the fuck happened? What's going on? The fucking head honcho from Aces heard that Beef was forming.
Yeah.
Pressed my nigga at lunch on his dolos, and they said, yo, we'll fuck you up. Yo, that's the alarm. We'll fuck you up right now. He said, yo, I'm not in no gang. I'm sorry. Beef was done. Stopped right there, bro. That was it.
Now it's the end of our street.
They pressed the wrong nigga. They should have came to me. Because it was really Big J's little brother. In a fucking little alliance.
Shout out to Beef, man. Everybody who was down. All two people.
Yeah, man. It was just two of us, man. We didn't get time to expand yet.
You got to get with niggas who's not going to fold.
Thank God you did, man. Thank God they pressed him, because I would have been scared, man.
Yeah, I can't remember the downfall of Aces, to be honest. I do remember, like, random people being at Aces. I'm like, he's fucking in Aces, bro? The biggest fucking geeks. Yeah. His shirt's not even that big. Like,
what am I doing?
The lame is... I mean, nah.
I gotta get out there so the real niggas is not in no more. I feel that.
I may be the only member still left of Beef, you know what I'm saying? Everyone else been left me, right, man.
Nobody pressing me about it, nigga.
That's Beef.
They can't press me.
I remember they were talking about it like right in front of me because I think I was walking home with Jermaine or some shit, or just beside him, just waiting to go home or some shit. These grade six niggas started Beef. I'm like, damn. What y'all think about the name? I don't know. No.
Y'all cool? Y'all finna stop me?
Y'all can exist. Y'all can coexist.
Coexist, right? Shall you used to take part in Crazy Hair Day?
Hell, what the fuck?
Yo, ask a nigga that versus ask a little white boy. You're going to get two different answers. You participate in Crazy Hair Day?
Hell no. I ain't got no hair to get crazy with.
That's not the teacher.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Mr. Cornish. I had to pull this motherfucker up. Damn, man.
There's a certain... What about Hat Day? Came through with the fit.
Maybe.
Pajama Day?
Pajama day. I ain't never had pajamas, but I probably, you know, rock my shorts, my tee. Mm. You know, I feel a little bit more casual that day.
Mm. I feel that. It just came back to me the other day. I'm like, I definitely did not have any part to do with any of these fucking days. Yeah, I can't make it past the front door.
Yeah.
Fuck you going with orange hair, nigga. Oh, I was doing thing crazy hair day. My dad wasn't with that shit, man. I wasn't really with that shit anyway.
Myself.
I was happy. Yeah,
niggas looking a mess and shit.
Fucking pajama day.
Get it together, man. Yeah, come on.
Fuck out of here, nigga. I did slide in my robe to school on the first orientation day. Just cause that's me day, nigga. Ain't for to tell me nothing. Yeah. I'm a little bit weirded out right now, though. I'm going to switch the topic because I was looking for this candle. Mason Margiela has a good cologne called Jazz Club. I'm a little secret cologne. It's not that secret because it's really out there. But it's my that's my go-to. And I was looking for a candle because I found out they make the same exact scents but in the candle form.
Okay.
I'm looking all over the place for this shit. At the mall, I'm like, yeah, y'all got this. Y'all got this. Repeating the name over and over and over. I haven't been on my laptop in about 3 days.
I know, man.
I'm on Facebook. I was looking for Jay's Aces pictures.
It's not there.
I'm scrolling, and I see Mason Margiela fragrances. Enjoy up to 20% on a candle trio for summer.
Oof. Yeah.
Why?
Bro, my thing is actually, how do you know? How do you actually know?
I'm not on Facebook like that. This is
and
weird.
Symphony, well, they got all sorts of like cookies and shit can follow you around. And like
my phone.
You know what I'm saying? All that
I
shit.
I guess it's the mic, right? I guess.
But are they hearing?
I don't know if they're hearing. I think it's coding shit. Go ahead.
Symphony was just talking about this, I think, yesterday. I think she must have tweeted some shit. Or anyways.
What do
you think of something?
Shop now. You got me.
Yes. You think of something and then it pops up. Mm-hmm. Like something that's so you haven't thought about this, it'll be so random for this shit to pop up. And the ad they serve
you, don't even say it.
Say it. So what sort of calculations are going on behind the scenes where you know a nigga's about to desire this thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How much?
But I give it to him. If it hit me with an ad, I'm like, got me, nigga. Yeah. Sure. Three. Wow.
Bro, I just don't understand. Like, and the thing is, I don't like buying candles online. I gotta smell you. You know what I'm saying?
I never understood describing scents.
Yeah.
But what does it fucking smell the like?
And that, like, what describe Jazz Club.
You know the smell?
No.
Describe it right now, though.
How could I describe it? I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, I got a candle named Jazz Club. What are you smelling?
Oh, I'm getting earthy notes.
Earthy notes.
I've heard notes. That's all I know about scents and shit.
Yeah, I feel like a woodsy smell. Maybe.
Mm. Woodsy notes. That's good. Woodsy notes. Nature notes.
Woodsy. Yeah.
Mm. Smells good.
I'm getting smoky.
Smoky. That's what I was trying to say with the woodsy. Like,
Smoky. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
How many ways can you describe
a little bit of a like
cinnamon.
Like not cinnamon, but like a little bit of a like medicinal chemical-y kind of smell. Just a little bit.
That sounds like it. Stinks.
All right. Y'all let us know in the comment if you'll buy this nigga's shit. And freeze the frame on that. What face he just made.
So what do you chemical?
Acetone.
Cocaine.
A little bit of bleach.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy that shit, but I'd try it out.
Yeah, I was just thinking this week about getting into colognes because of the whole Rihanna shit. Did you see that shit?
What'd she do?
You want to sell them?
So Rihanna launched a fragrance, whatever.
Saw that.
And she put together like it's like a video montage of like a lot of people meeting her.
Yeah.
And like the thing they say across the board is like she smells so good.
Oh, is fucking real. First off, we talked about it. I was just watching a Tyrone episode, and we talked about his importance of like scents because Tyrone was always like a guy that good cologne and shit. But the same thing when we met Drake. First thing I said, I'm like, that nigga's got some soft ass hands. Everyone I talk about like Drake, you touch his hands. I'm like, yo, they're fucking soft.
Soft as butter. Soft as butter.
Soft as fucking butter. But Rihanna, I believe that just someone said, she smells crazy good. Cause there's some people where it's just like, all right, like they're smelling good. And then there's like, okay, you're like, this is you. Like
this is your shit. This is how you get down.
Yeah. My grandma always smells amazing.
And bro, certain perfumes Symphony be showing me. So what do you think it is? I'm like, it smells like my grandma. Oh, don't say no.
No, that's this is no, crazy. That's good. If I said smells like Rihanna, you're gonna fucking bag that up right now. But Rihanna? I'm saying, really, bro? My grandma had this one perfume.
I don't know what it is.
And she must have made it because she never. My whole childhood, she always smelled like that.
Yeah.
I wish I could ask her.
Might be White Diamond. Don't sleep.
That's a very specific guess.
What's that?
White Diamond is a fragrance that like it was like really popular in like the 80s, 90s.
Bro, she's Colombian. Like,
a lot of women used to.
The only designer shit I ever heard her say was Nina Ricci.
Nina Ricci, yeah.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Nina Ricci, what the hell?
Nina Ricci. Exactly. That's all they talk about, bro. Her, like my mom, the aunts.
Nina Ricci, Nina Ricci.
Richie. Every Christmas. Oh my God, Richie, be like, Richie. I'm like, all right, man. I thought you were saying Nina Ricci still. Cause that nigga bought everything.
Shit, Slam. Yeah, my dad's name was Richie. I was confused. Like, you want my dad to buy a Nina? What the fuck is this? You want a burner? Nina.
Shit, there's kids here.
She can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. Drugs is fucked up. Stay away, please.
What's up, random order? Okay, this is what I need advice on. So I play for the same team, okay? And there's this guy. We'll just say he's DL for the sake of this story. Me and the guy, DL. Cool, he's, great, he's getting what? Along. DL. Things are like
he's what?
Escalating.
DL.
In...
DL?
Relationship.
Oh, down low.
So I find out on my own that he is brothers of one of my really good friends. Now, my friend knows about that I play on the same team. That friend, he doesn't know about his brother. I'm assuming, because like, why wouldn't you hook it up? Are you stupid? But I feel weird. Like, do I tell nigga over here, like, that's, I know your dogs, like, and he knows me, so we're cool. Or is it like, do I tell my friend, like, hey, I don't know, like, it's just, I don't know, do I say something? Do I not say something? Like, that's, like, I feel weird seeing him now and seeing my friend, and it's kind of like, so me and your brother, you know what I mean? So,
I don't.
What do I do? Do I say something? Do I not say something? Like, do I wait for, like, my nigga over here to say something to his own brother? Do I just sit and wait? Like, everybody knows, don't ever out somebody, but like, what do I do? Mm. That's my very close friend, and that's my so you guys let me know.
What's the same? I thought we were talking about like a soccer team or a baseball team. You said we play for the same team.
Okay, so
that must be
this guy is gay, and he's talking to another guy
who's down low.
He's not out now. He's not out yet.
I'm
and
DL.
The guy that he's talking to, the guy that sent us this question, is friends with his brother.
So the guy that he wants to haul at is friends with his brother.
No, it's the brother of his friend.
So the guy.
So it's like me and you are boys, and you want to haul at Trevon.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you don't, and I guess you don't know Trevon is down low.
And I'm DL.
Yeah.
And you play for the same team.
What is that? Same team.
I've never heard same team.
Same team is like we're both. Yeah.
Yeah, we're both into the same sex.
Yeah, same sex. Yeah.
Oh god.
I've never heard that term before. Wow. I learned two new things. Because I'm like, what the fuck is DL?
Same team.
We're playing the same team. Like, we're going for the same. Like, if it's the same team. What makes sense to me is we're going for the same.
Oh, gotcha.
You like the same.
We're on the same side, type shit.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so we got that. Thank you for putting me on to new terms. I think personally, it's too awkward for me to like want something and like always be around it, because like you're already gonna act awkward in front of that person and when that person's around, because you're thinking of this, what you just sent us, in your head. And you don't know what they're thinking of. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like that was always my vibe when I'm like around. Cause, bro, in Brampton, bro, and we're like chilling with a whole bunch of people, it's always like, oh, my friend had another friend that I'm interested in talking to, but she doesn't know that yet. Yeah. And we're all chilling together in the same room, and I'm over here sitting, like, you know what I mean? Like, acting like I don't even know she exists, type shit.
I don't even know,
So I feel like it's just more so just be mature, going after yours, and just saying, listen, like, you can line it up, you can tell him, or I can tell him and just say, hey, like, you know what I mean? Maybe we should go grab a bite without your bro. Let's go grab a bite without your bro. Like, something that kind of itches more towards that way of, like, whatever you're trying to do. Like, you're trying to holler at him, so come with that energy type of thing.
Yeah, I think that's a you and him situation. Like, I think you should definitely leave the brother out. If you even have any doubt that his brother doesn't know, because that's, you're not going to drop a bomb on him.
Yeah, you can't drop a bomb on him.
And hopefully they have no idea what this podcast is, and they don't see a TikTok and come to this episode and check out this part and recognize your voice.
Don't recognize your voice. Like, hold on, what the fuck is that? I definitely think the only way to go about it is you going directly to the source and just saying, like, you know what I mean? Taking it slow, just say, like, let's go get something to eat real quick. Cause y'all know each other. Y'all been around each other and whatnot, right? Mm.
Or, I mean, tell the dude that you're talking to that's down low, be like, yo, like, you know, I know your brother. So, like, maybe you want to tell your brother because he might find out, and then.
But yeah, they're not even there yet. That can be when something's already maybe established to say like that's on his time, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, they're building already.
Yeah, this is something.
They're starting to build it up. Like they know they have interest in each other.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. So the question is more so how do you tell the brother, or is it how did
no he's like should I tell the brother?
No, that's not
or
you.
Or should I just
that's
mind not my you, business? Baby.
No, yeah. No. I thought he was saying how do I get to holla at him on the guy that's kind of quiet about it right now. I thought you were trying to say I'm shy, you want to holla at him. But you know what I'm saying? So no, definitely I think that's for him and his brother. That's just for him personally to come out and set yeah, the set.
Maybe have conversations about that shit, y'all too, but
yeah. Definitely yeah. Talk about it, but I would let him do his thing. Even like, bro, when that reminds me of when someone was trying to tell their dad something, and you're trying to tell me to tell your dad. Like,
go ask my dad. Go ask my dad. Go ask my dad.
I'm gonna ask your dad a sleepover. Hell no. Fuck no. Yeah, that's a good question. That made me think. But I hope I got it. I hope we never submit these and like send them out to the world, and they're watching. That's not what the fuck
that's
I asked.
Not what I'm talking about.
Not what I said at all.
Yeah.
What we got, man?
Let me know how that goes. Update us.
Yeah, that was King Kyle, by the way. This is a
shout out, King Kyle, man.
Yes, sir, shout out.
What's good? It's your boy, Cozy King, from the OC, Southern California. Young veteran Eagle, been around since niggas was making skits about being high in the drive-thru.
Hell yeah.
Anyway,
sir.
Let me just cut straight to the chase because, you know, great I have some respect for y'all time. Anyway, so.
Appreciate that.
During quarantine, you know, niggas had to get resourceful. I got good at cutting the sides of my hair, fading it, whatever. Nigga. Didn't want to cut the top. You know what I'm saying? I'm not built like that. I got curly ass hair, similar to Jay's, you know what I'm saying, in texture. So I just didn't want to go there. End up fucking it up. So I was just like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to grow my shit out. Anyway, so, but niggas like us can't have braids all the time. Hair going to fall out eventually. Niggas going to look like Trae Young. My thing is,
I had to bring my man into this.
Nigga like me.
Or are you bonnets?
Hey, niggas like me. Because, nigga, after I do my little detangle, my little deep condition, I need to throw something on that, you know what I'm saying, that can secure my shit. Facts, because facts. I be just having a wet ass head. My shit take too long to dry for a long ass time. So
I heard that.
But
man.
Yeah, that's about it.
Before
all
I
right,
eat
bonus.
Jordan on the vibes. I'm out.
That reminds me of was that a question, mister?
you said where the before I eat bonnets at.
Oh, wait a second. It reminds me of Earl asked us to make Rasta caps.
Where are your Rasta caps?
Yeah.
You know, we're making little moves. There might be little you know, little news coming through, traveling through the grapevines about it before I eat. Headscarves? I don't know, man.
Who knows? To be honest, it's a legend. I might have seen a design or two.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just alleged shit, man.
Yeah.
It was good. 4YE. Big Baby Trey. Quentin Quarantino. You know the is, chocolate man. One, a.k.a. the chocolate spitter. Ooh. Sheldon Sebastian. I just wanted to ask, a couple days ago, a couple of episodes ago, actually, not days, Alex asked what was, like, yours most proudest videos or whatever. And y'all were talking about, like, T-Dog Goonscrap. And I was wondering if all three of y'all could, like, share a story that y'all have experienced that kind of, like, inspired the video or reminds you. Or what that video reminds you of like times in your lives, because it's one of your heatest videos, you know, everyone's seen it here. But we just want to know like some like actual shit, some actual stories that go with it.
Yeah, yo, literally, there's like one video that comes to my, like the idea of Goonscrap. First off, we got blasted out of our minds.
Yeah,
we were astronomically high. Yeah, and this is around the time where we started like smoking for real, so like, you know, a little hit would take us there. So we was there.
Mm-hmm.
On the roof. I can't remember how the idea actually came to be. We had this idea that, yo, what if like all these, like what if there's like a world where like everyone who existed in it was like a T-Dot man. So we were just like, yo, T-Dot man, construction worker, this and that. And for some reason, that led to goons scrapping. But there's a specific fight that we got a lot of inspiration from. Mm-hmm. Particularly the Simpsons boxers came from this one. Mm-hmm. That time we're at the hotel party. Mm-hmm. One of our mans, you know what I'm saying? He's he got a little situation where he can't really be outside right now. But he's still, you know, we celebrating life, man. Fuck that shit. We're at the hotel. I mean, it's us hanging out, all the thugs and shit. We go with multiple crowds. We was hanging. This is thug night. Fuck it. We, you know, politicking with the thugs and shit, hanging out. Mm-hmm. And they knew we were good niggas. We, you know what I'm saying? We just like stayed in our lane, made our little videos and fucking lived our lives. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want us to see certain things. So shit started heating up between like the birthday boy and a couple of his guests. There's like three niggas who were just being bad. And for fucking like bad, from my point of view, I'm like, you guys are spoiling his birthday.
Yeah.
100%. And like, because it was a big thing. Like you didn't want to get. Draw attention to the hotel room because then the police come and then he's arrested because he's outside and shit, which was a serious thing. And the niggas were like talking loud as fuck and arguing with each other and just a lot of hot shit and stepping outside the hotel room. So this guy, birthday boy, is like, stop going out, stop doing this, stop doing that. So like he's trying to like put out all these fires, but then like each one was like a confrontation. So it's like, bro, like I swear, 10,
everyone's drunk and everyone's high and he's
pissed off.
And the birthday boy is trying to calm everyone down, but he's doing it with aggressiveness that. And a tone in which these goons don't like him talking.
Like, it's like, who you talking to type of shit. Mm-hmm. So right, who you talking to is usually very loud, which makes him get even louder. And, bro, there's like 10 fights back to fucking back. And every time the birthday boy who invited us out, yo, Jay, bro, you don't got to see this. Go. And they were like down the hall, like, fuck. And like, bro, it was just going down. Shirts were off and fucking things were falling out of pockets and chains were busting. It's like, yo, you know I'm on Halsey, bro. Bro, that was a hard argument. Literally, we used that in Goose Crap.
Yo,
you know I'm on Halsey. Literally, that was his argument.
And a lot, yo, we say so much inspiration from the shit we've seen because another one, he was on Halsey, but you popped his chain and he let him know, pop my chain, bro.
Pop my chain, you know how much I dropped on this? Drop 50 on this shit.
It was like so much information was being shared and it was just like,
that real shit.
It was so important on why he was saying these things. And it's like, it's very important. You know I'm on Halsey, so why are you acting this way?
Why are you causing so much attention?
You popped my chain on my B-day. Mm-hmm. I should have never invited you.
Yeah.
You should have.
It's literally a whole time. Bro, literally. Oh, that's so funny.
Yep. That's too hot.
I thought you knew that. I totally forgot. I definitely knew that once upon a time.
Okay. Because it was just like,
no, I don't think I understood the irony. Okay, listen.
You had to. I know what you're talking about already.
One of the guys in the hotel scene, literally, that was the fucking guy. That's where we got the idea from. I swear I didn't realize that we put that together.
Bro, I 100% the whole time. I'm like, bro, I wonder if he's gonna know while we're filming this where we're getting it from.
No, he didn't know he inspired that shit.
And do you want to know what's even funnier? The hotel where that actually happened was 5 minutes down the street.
Down the fucking street,
five fucking minutes.
Full circle, bro. You can't fucking write this, bro. You can't.
We literally did it.
We exaggerated a bunch of shit, of course.
We just said we know how this is going to end. Mm-hmm. And this is the way.
Bro, and it was such a goon scrap fight because there's not even... No one, I swear, no punches. I don't remember no punches. Just straight drape up and like shirts up and this and headlocks and this. Because it
was like, that was the level. Like the next level was, okay, we're about to start swinging. Then the level after that, because everyone loved each other there. You know, it was all love. It was all friends. Like we're all brethrens and shit. So it was like, it was just more so like, yo, you're acting reckless right now. Like you need to get put on the monos
It's a nice brotherly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though it's in Goose Guy, we're never punching or fucking like really fucking niggas up. It's really just on some Three Stooges shit.
Yeah. That's a good
question. Yeah, it was all love, man. That's one of the sources of inspiration for him. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
My tooth is about to fall.
You know what it is, man. Baby Trey's teeth is about to fall out, so it's all good. Let's wrap this shit up. This has been episode 94 of the Random Order Podcast. Shout out all my 94s, man.
Babies!
Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel. Click that damn bell, man. Make sure you stay on top of all the fucking shit we're doing, man. Know the gang. Eagle yourself, man. Mm-hmm. The audio version of the podcast is available on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts,
Make sure you drop a rate and comment. I never understood these people in the TikTok comments. Are you guys on Spotify? Check. Go check.
Check, nigga, please.
They tweet, they post that comment, and then they literally go check.
Yeah. Go fucking check, bro.
I'm sure, bro.
That's one comment. That's what I would another do. One we spoke on real quick was bring back group chat. What do you mean by that? It's I'm the same. I'm that guy from group chat, and he's the guy, and we're just not on the fucking couch. I don't get it.
I'm just not 15 anymore. Telling you, fucking, I'm gonna go slap
relationship
my
advice,
fucking Bredgen's ex, fucking cousin. Like, bro, it was just we went so far sometimes. It's like, yo, would you do this? That. And the, all right, go ahead.
Would y'all smash y'all mom's best?
Enough.
But yes, though.
Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Random Order Show. You know what time it is, man. Going up on the top, man. Shout out all the new Eagles coming in from the TikTok, man. Shout out Chinese Tech. For real. 4YE.ca, you know what I'm saying? You know what time it is. I got the dead stock 4YE durag on. We got other shit, man. We got some shit coming on the way, too, nigga. We got the, you know what I'm saying? We got all that shit, man. 4YE.ca, get busy. Man, what's the strain of the day, man?
Fuck, man. Was that strain? Sean, you were smoking since goddamn 2008.
I can give you a strain right now. I like.
Give me
what's
some.
What's that, man?
Mango haze.
Yo, have that ready for me when I see you, boy.
I got you, baby.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.